Unscripted.
Each episode is available to view on YouTube, so be sure to check us out.
You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Thanks for listening and enjoy the show. Apple in general is all about control. They're about the aesthetic. They're about status. PC is about getting things done.
Now, which of those sounds like the devil to you?
Welcome back to Saints Unscripted, guys. Great to see you all. Great to see you, Taylor. It's been a minute since you've been on the show.
It's been a long time.
I quit and left us.
I am not supposed to be here, okay? This is Cameron's fault. Cameron, you're dead to me.
Cameron slept in today.
Yeah, anyway. So I'm filling in. Yeah, I'm usually behind the camera, for those who don't know.
Today is just like a kind of a fun episode about relating the gospel to real life themes.
And we should all be experts at this. The number of object lessons we have to give in our lifetime.
You know, if you have that grandma who's always like, and that is why, like, da da da, after she tells a story.
Just like dispensing wisdom through useless stories.
Yeah. So we have a little pot of random life scenarios, and we are going to read them and just give a gospel analogy for those scenarios. So we don't know what these are. We're going to test our gospel skills.
Yeah.
Running your first marathon. There's so much. I feel like marathons are always talked about in general conference, maybe. Pretty much life is a marathon, and it's really hard sometimes, and sometimes you just feel like you don't want to keep going. But the gospel is like your music that's keeping you going. It's like the people standing on the side of the road handing you bananas and protein bars and water. Just keep your eye on the prize and know that when you run a marathon, you're not going to be running a marathon for the rest of your life. So look at your life as like a marathon in the grand scheme of things.
Okay.
So like we're running right now, and we're in the thick of it.
And it's horrible.
And it's rough.
Painful.
But we will get there, and everyone takes it at their own pace. But everyone finishes.
I'd be stopping to walk, like, all the time. Mm. You know, taking it very slow. I'd probably be one of the last to finish. But that's okay. Sometimes you gotta take life a little bit slow and go for walks and just, you know, take it easy.
I like that.
You don't have to run the whole way.
Life is a marathon. Endure to the end.
Nice.
Wow.
Slammed. Okay.
Slammed.
Let's see. Eating flaming hot Cheetos every single day.
Oh, yours is fun.
Okay. eating flaming hot Cheetos every day. So if you're a guy, if I was like talking to some guy who's like, oh, I love flaming hot Cheetos, I eat them every day. And I'm like a missionary, right? And he says he can't like read his scriptures or pray every day, you know, and I'm trying to help him to do that. I'd be like, listen, why do you eat flaming hot Cheetos every day? And he's like, well, I love them because of it's hard to get through them. It's painful and it's hot, but they're so good. It's like really satisfying to eat. I'm like, well, that's like reading the scriptures. Sometimes it's really hard. Sometimes you feel this burning sensation when you're doing it. And sometimes it's a good burning and sometimes it's a bad burning. You know, you feel like it's like condemning you a little bit, but sometimes it's also, you know, encouraging you. It's sometimes the burn is bad and sometimes it's good, but you really just got to learn how to love it either way. And so you just gotta eat those flaming hot Cheetos next to your scriptures as you read every single day.
I like that. I was like, for me, it felt more like a negative thing. Like, they're bad for you.
I know.
But, I don't know how to, like, why would you keep eating them every day if it hurts and they're bad for you? That was good, though. That was hard. That was harder than the marathon, for sure. Making oatmeal raisin cookies. Oatmeal raisin cookies are wolves in sheep clothing.
Who likes raisins?
Yeah, seriously. Beware of oatmeal raisin cookies because you may think that they're fine. Like, you see them and it totally looks okay. It seems unassuming. And then you take that bite and you find out that it was a lie. So beware of deception in your life.
Do you know what this reminds me of? A Mormon ad. There's a Mormon ad out there with like an ice cream
cockroach
with a cockroach in it. And it's all about like do you take the good with the bad, or do you...
Maybe you're gonna, like, go see a movie or something or watch a show, and it looks like a good show, and you really like the message of the show, and then you watch it, and you find out it's an oatmeal raisin cookie that's got some things in it. At this point, you have a choice. You can finish the show because you really like the plot, or you can just, like, finish the cookie in the name of finishing things, or you can just... where I'm going.
Because the ice cream with the cockroach in it, like, that's a big, that's like one cockroach. It's like one thing in a lot of good stuff. But with oatmeal raisin cookies, it's like a lot of little bad things dispersed throughout. But you go into it thinking like, oh, there's more oatmeal raisin, there's more oatmeal cookie than there are raisins. I can eat this. But you're wrong. There's too many raisins. So maybe, I don't know.
You're good at this.
Going to the store and using Apple Pay instead of your wallet. The world around you is trying to make everything easier by giving you ways to skip steps, you know, cut corners, especially things like Apple Pay, when all you have to do is just touch your phone and then suddenly, like, everything's paid for, you know? You don't have to think about all the hard work that went into making the money. It distances you from the hard work that it took to get to that point, and the world is trying to numb you down and make you feel like you can get anything in this world with Apple Pay. But you can't. You need to do the work. You need to get the money out of your wallet, feel it pass from your hand to theirs, so that you truly understand and, like, are attached and a part of the hard work that went into that, and you don't take it for granted.
I feel like that was such a boomer response.
MacBook versus PC.
How about one of them is the devil?
But which one is the devil? Who do you think? You're a PC guy, aren't you?
Now I am, yes.
Were you a Mac guy before?
So I've always hated Apple. I've always, like, resented them for being...
Really? Based off of Apple Pay, I wouldn't have...
They're so clicky. They're so clicky. They make everyone else feel inferior.
Exactly.
I used to have an Android.
Their abolishment of USB cables and ports.
Yeah, they make you buy all these
makes
things.
Makes me so angry. And they make you... So if you use any one of their products, you have to use all of them. And they sort of force you to live the way that they want you to live.
MacBook is all about... Just Mac in general. Apple in general is all about control. They're about the aesthetic. They're about status. PC is about getting things done.
Now, which of those sounds like the devil to you?
Are you more of a PC? Are you trying to just live your life in a good way and live the gospel and do things instead of just talking the talk and walking the walk?
Are you accepting of others and the different ways that they choose to live? And to do things? Or do you demand
that
everyone...
Or do you shame them when they don't think the same as you?
Yeah, and demand that they live the way that you want them to.
Well, I have an iPhone, by the way.
Yeah.
And a MacBook.
I totally have an iPhone.
I resent it every day. Yeah.
Seeing Taylor Swift in concert.
I just did that! This is for you.
No, you have to do that. You just had a whole... spiel about it, like, this morning.
I'll give my spiel.
Please do.
My husband's a big fan, and my best friend is a big fan, and I went with them.
I love that you went because your husband was the fan. Like,
I got them for him for Christmas.
So contrary to what you would expect initially.
I know. I'm like a big Coldplay fan. Like, I would die to go to a Coldplay concert. That's what I did last year, and it was the best thing ever. I love Taylor Swift, too, but, like, not in that way. I don't know all her lyrics.
Not in the
Coldplay. Okay, so I gave her a chance when I went to her concert, and I didn't think that I would like it that much. But, like, when I thought of Taylor Swift before, I kind of was just like, yeah, she's like that big pop star. But I saw, like, a real side of her in this concert.
Yeah.
Which, even amidst all the lights and all the stage and all the backup dancers, like, I saw her more as a person than a star. And... I think that we just need to give everyone that kind of grace, especially, like, I don't know, people who are famous, people who are in leadership roles. Like, everyone in the end is just, like, a human being. So don't ever think that just because someone seems like they have everything, that they do. Because, like, everyone goes through their own struggles. We're all children of God.
When you see the human side of people.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Thanks for watching, guys, for enduring this with us if you stuck till the end.
Yeah.
Like and subscribe and comment.
We look forward to reading your gospel connections and analogies in the comments.
Bye, guys.
Thanks for listening. If you want to watch our videos, check us out on YouTube or shoot us a message on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.